Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There was a major upset in a Colorado Republican primary yesterday, with political newcomer and staunch gun rights activist Lauren Boebert beating Congressman Scott Tipton, who'd been endorsed by President Trump. Here's political analyst Larry Sabato to put it in perspective.
Very unexpectedly. He's had five terms, been in for 10 years, and was expected to win easily.
The winner, Boebert, who first made headlines for letting servers at her restaurant carry firearms, is pro-Trump and had accused Tipton of not doing enough to support his policies. President Trump is dismissing reports about what he knew and when he knew it when it comes to reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of American soldiers in Afghanistan. Tweeting the Russia bounty story is another made-up item by fake news. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Mississippi is officially giving up the Confederate emblem that's appeared on its state flag. Governor Tate Reeves saying the change is a way to move forward, so he's happy to sign that bill passed by lawmakers over the weekend. He said a flag is a symbol of the state's present, its people, and its future, and he says in this case it needs to be changed. Minors in Florida will now need parental permission before getting an abortion. Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill into law requiring anybody under 18 to have parental consent. Doctors would not be allowed to perform the procedure without a notarized letter from the patient's parent or guardian. It looks like most Americans think the U.S. is in trouble. A new Pew Research poll shows 71% of people are angry when they think about the state of the nation. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
A new study just out this morning suggesting the actual number of coronavirus cases around the world may be 12 times higher than the official count. The MIT study says the actual number of virus deaths worldwide is likely 50% higher than what's being reported because many carriers had no symptoms. In the U.S., infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says if states don't contain the spread of the virus, he won't be surprised to see as many as 100,000 new cases of it every day. Expect Facebook to look a bit different this month. Over 400 advertisers are launching a boycott starting today. The companies are taking part in the Stop Hate for Profit campaign. They've all promised they won't spend money on Facebook ads during the month of July. The boycott coming after several civil rights groups have accused the social media giant of allowing hate speech and misinformation spread across its platform. And the minimum wage is going up in several states today. Nevada, the minimum hourly wage there will will rise from $7.25 to $8 an hour. In Illinois, it's going up from $9.25 to $10 an hour. In Oregon, the minimum wage is up from $11.25 to $12 an hour. The wage is also rising in dozens of cities and counties starting today. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. How are you doing? Bill Martinez here. James Herson, yes, the New York Times best-selling author and legal analyst joins us now, and just in time, especially after the decision that has come down from the Supreme Court. You know, one that you were involved with directly, huh, James?
Yes, well, that's kind of a thing I do as a lawyer. I've been involved in about three dozen Supreme Court cases, usually with religious freedom or life. And this is one that basically involved a Louisiana law, very rational law, that says that a doctor who performs an abortion has to be an admitting physician at a hospital. And that's a law for most surgical procedures, many of which have less danger of people going to the hospital than an abortion. And exactly. So here's the situation, though. And once again, we see the liberal portion of the Supreme Court. We know there's nine justices. And the liberal portion, which is Hagan and Sotomayor and Ginsburg and Breyer, they always vote in lockstep, particularly on these big cases, with the left.
Yes.
And we have five conservative justices, especially thanks to the hard work of the Trump administration and people getting Kavanaugh and Gorsuch approved. But now we have someone, we've probably the worst GOP justice nomination was Judge Souter, David Souter, who just flipped and became a liberal. We now see Chief Justice John Roberts having truly flipped. There's been something like four or five high-profile cases, the first of which was the Obamacare case, where Justice Roberts contorted himself to say that the individual mandate was a tax, when the Obama administration had been arguing that it wasn't a tax
exactly
for political purposes. But this one, and then, of course, recently Roberts and unfortunately Gorsuch went sideways by claiming that transgenderism is recognized by the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which is still, we're going to feel.
How do you pull that out of your hat to come up with that? The 1964 decision would allow for this rendition. I mean that's a real stretch.
Basically it's the Supreme Court becoming a legislator. They're encroaching on Congress, violating separation of powers. But this one, Roberts basically confirmed that he's leaving a legacy of a fool. And the reason I say that is because he's hiding behind stare decisis, which refers to precedent, which means we're going to stand by what we did before. Now, stare decisis says if there's a precedent that is either equal or higher than the court you're in, that you ought to follow it because that keeps a certain stability and predictability in the judicial system. That's part of our common law heritage. But here's the problem. 3 years ago, there was a case that Roberts argues is very, very similar. Obviously, the lawyers for the other side distinguish it from the Louisiana, but there was a Texas statute that was similar, and in that case, the court struck down the statute. So Robert says, well, look, that was 3 years ago, so I'm bound. I really can't do anything, he says. Problem is, he was on the court, and in his official capacity as Chief Justice, he wrote a very good dissent. And in his dissent, he said the decision was wrong. So basically, he's telling us this is why he's a fool. Mm-hmm. Because in his official capacity, he said it was wrong. In his own writings on this latest decision, he says it's wrong. But I just have to. Stare decisis. I have to. Now, if justices did that, then the famous case of Plessy versus Ferguson would have never been overruled by Brown versus Board of Education, meaning that we would still have a law of separate but equal. Segregation is okay. Mm-hmm. Of course, Black Lives Matter seems to want that again.
Exactly.
But that's besides the point. So so what Roberts is doing is hiding behind stare decisis, much like he hid behind calling the individual mandate a tax. And it appears to me, I don't have any other, people have said he's blackmailed,
Well, there was no question on the Obamacare deal. If you remember what Barack Obama said to the court, I mean, he fired a salvo over the bow of the Roberts court, pretty much threatening them. And I thought it was quite interesting. And then you have Roberts, as you said, you know, coming behind the bench and siding with the Obama attorneys, which I thought was, you know, just incredibly obvious and duplicitous that he did that, and he was able to get away with it. I mean, what a joke, and he was able to get away with it because we're talking Barack Obama.
Well, yeah, and getting away with it because the only remedy for a Chief Justice gone mad is impeachment, and we can't really do that not controlling the House anyway.
Right.
But then remember just recently he went with the liberals on the court and said that even though Barack Obama signed an executive order that Obama himself said was illegal and created DACA.
Yes.
And that even though it was illegal, President Trump didn't follow the proper procedure to negate that executive order, which is purely in the power of the president. And so therefore the president's act in repealing an illegal executive order was not valid, according to Roberts.
Yeah, because he didn't dot the I's and cross the T's appropriately. And so,
so he's either being blackmailed or he is so consumed as a never-Trumper that he's engaged in a Supreme Court Chief Justice protest of Donald J. Trump, and he's just going to arbitrarily become a liberal as long as Trump is president. I mean, I don't know which it is, but the conservatives are through with John Roberts.
Exactly.
And I think there is going to be a groundswell to impeach him because it is true judicial malpractice. It is truly a Chief Justice beclowning himself. And this is what I don't understand. He's leaving the legacy of a fool. Who wants to do that?
Exactly. We got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Values, faith,
service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, we are 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with James Herson, New York Times, yes, best-selling author and media and legal analyst. And we're talking about the recent 5-4 SCOTUS decision on the Louisiana law that is not going to make sure that doctors who perform an abortion have an admittance to a local hospital. James, I got to think the individuals, the families who have been, you know, they've been yelling and screaming, saying, wait a minute, this is common sense. The doctors should have admission. They should have admitting access to a local hospital in conducting anything so dangerous as an abortion. I mean, all the time, every week, you hear of, you know, botched abortions and, you know, patients being rushed to a hospital. We have people dying of abortions. I mean, this is so commonsensical that it's irresponsible. And I got to imagine the families who have lost loved ones because the doctors did not have admission into a local hospital. You know, they're up in arms on this. They've got to be just mind blown over the decision by SCOTUS here.
Well, yeah, because of John Roberts, because it would have been an easy 5-4. And that's what, at the Supreme Court level, that's what decides whether stare decisis applies.
Yes.
And whether there's going to be precedent is whether you have the numbers. And conservatives thought they did have the numbers. And the fact is that, you know, we're talking about the big behemoth in the room is Planned Parenthood, mm-hmm. which performs the vast majority of abortions in the United States and Louisiana, which Black Lives Matter supports. They support an organization, Planned Parenthood, that was started by a person, Margaret Sanger, who wanted to kill black people,
mm-hmm.
and is successfully killing.
So are they going to build a statue for Margaret Sanger to replace some of these that they're tearing down?
Yeah, probably to replace the abolitionists.
Right.
That they're tearing down, or
yeah,
Lincoln the Great.
Yeah, let's just elevate somebody who's, you know, killed 40% of black babies in mothers' wombs. Yeah, that makes sense.
And I hate to do this, Bill, because this abortion decision makes people angry, but I have something that's going to make your listeners perhaps even more angry, and it involves my latest column, and it involves Hollywood.
Yeah.
And, we got to pray for Hollywood, because we've known that they hate God.
Yes.
We've known that they hate Christians, and it's okay to express the worst kind of intolerance towards Christians, but get this now. I mean, after all the stuff they've done, Last Temptation of Christ, etc., they have a new movie that's been produced, and it has some big stars. It has Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris Jackson, in it. And this is a film titled Habit. And the basic premise is an outrageous insult to all people of faith, especially Christians, because it casts Jesus Christ as a woman, but not only as a woman who's attracted to other women.
Of course.
A lesbian. But not only as a woman that's attracted to other women, but a woman who essentially sleeps around as promiscuous, a woman who is a criminal who gets involved in a drug deal. And every single aspect of this movie is an outrage and a terrible blasphemy.
I was going to say, this is blasphemous, sure.
Yeah, to people of faith. And the amazing thing is that there are people, there's decent money involved, because you can't get... There's an actress named Bella Thorne in it. The main producer is this guy who's actually the son of the singer Donovan. And his wife is in it. And it doesn't, fortunately, have a distributor. And it doesn't have a release date. But I think we, meaning those of us who love the Lord Jesus mm-hmm. Christ, have to make sure that it doesn't have a release date and keep an eye on this thing. And that's why there's a thing called the Christian Film and Television Commission. Ted Baer, you probably know
him. Right, very well, yes.
He has a petition on this. You can find it at movieguide.org. I have nothing to do with that organization. Also, the American Family Association has a group called 1 Million Moms. And at 1millionmoms.com, they have a petition. Between the two of them, they have about 300,000 signatures. But there needs to be millions of signatures. We have 2.5 billion Christians in the world. And any self-identified Christian should be outraged that anyone would spend money and time putting together something like this. This crosses a line that should not be crossed.
Well, the thing is that's scary about this, James, is the people that are doing this. I mean, you know, God will not be mocked. We know this time and again. And it's almost like they continue to challenge God. You know, come here and show us a sign that you are real. And but the sign that they're going to see is not one that they would, number one, expect or that they would want. Because, you know, enough is enough here. This has gotten way out of hand. This is ridiculous. And they are, you know, coming against Almighty God in doing this. They don't want the sign, and they don't want to pay the price that's going to come their way. And just as you said in the title of your column here, we need to pray for Hollywood. We need to pray for Hollywood. We need to pray for these people who are directly involved, because they know not what they do, James Herson, because you do not want to find yourself in the hands of a judging God, and they're calling judgment down upon themselves, and this will be ruinous. This will be devastating, because God is not going to allow this kind of blasphemy to take root and infect future generations just because of their own insidiousness.
Well, yeah, I do believe that, but I also believe that, you know, we have to do our part.
And exactly.
We do have to pray, because they either don't know or they're possessed by some sort of evil that has destroyed their ability to think rationally. But it's very clear that the hate towards God, which really comes from a suppressed guilt about lifestyle, but that hatred has made God a target of Hollywood. We've seen it time and time again. So they get more exaggerated each time they do this.
Oh, they're pushing the envelope, James. And again, they're pushing it to a point that God's judgment, it will be very clear and resounding. I mean, they ought to be grateful to some degree that the Christian faith is based on love. Not that we perfected it. That is what, you know, borders our outrage at times. But I mean, if they were doing this to to Muslims, oh my God, there would be hell to pay. To know they wouldn't dare go after, you know, Muslims like they do with God, but yet they still do it to Christians, because see, Christians, we want to be different. We want to reflect the Father's love, and in doing so, we're overly compassionate. But I agree that the people of faith have to take a stand on this and let them know very clearly the line is drawn, and you decide who you're going to follow this day. Are you going to follow the people of the world, people of Hollywood that put out this kind of blasphemous crap, or are you going to choose God?
Absolutely, and we got to keep our eye on these digital platforms, because it is difficult to get physical distribution in the film business. You know, these distribution companies, I know that many of the faith-based films had to find independent distribution, but in today's world, a film like this can pop up on Netflix, Amazon,
exactly,
YouTube. And so, yeah, it is time for us to have our own style of cancel culture.
James Herson, best-selling author, media and legal analyst, right here with us on Bill Martinez Live. James, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There was a major upset in a Colorado Republican primary yesterday, with political newcomer and staunch gun rights activist Lauren Boebert beating Congressman Scott Tipton, who'd been endorsed by President Trump. Here's political analyst Larry Sabato to put it in perspective.
Very unexpectedly. He's had five terms, been in for 10 years, and was expected to win easily.
The winner, Boebert, who first made headlines for letting servers at her restaurant carry firearms, is pro-Trump and had accused Tipton of not doing enough to support his policies. President Trump is dismissing reports about what he knew and when he knew it when it comes to reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of American soldiers in Afghanistan. Tweeting the Russia bounty story is another made-up item by fake news. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy.
Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back to the America. 4 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. And, oh, what a big surprise and a treat that I've got for you. Jeremy Camp, Adrian Camp joins us now. We're going to be talking about their new book, which they say themselves, up front, that they're not marriage counselors per se, but they've experienced God's grace. And, Jeremy, first of all, I got to tell you, I was kind of surprised to think that you guys have been married. I mean, here we just saw, the story of I Still Believe, and and we're still managing that and getting through the day without crying and feeling what you must have gone through, and then to read and celebrate with you your marriage to Adrian now for 17 years. Wow, it's like fast forward overnight here.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it. It's definitely. It's been quite a journey, and I feel like a lot of kind of what you said too. We didn't feel like, hey, let's share how perfect of a marriage we have. You know what I mean? We had a perfect marriage. So let's tell the whole world that we have a perfect marriage and how to do it. We just knew that, it was one of those things with what God was doing and the doors that He was opening, and we felt like we wanted to share all the things that we've learned in marriage. And God's taught us a lot. you know, very much biblically based, and we know God's word, and, you know, we've walked through the valleys and the hard times together, and we've weathered it together. And so this book really is the tools that we've learned through God's word and through, you know, focusing on Christ, to get through the marriage and to have the marriage that we have. And so, very excited to share this portion of our life, because I think for me personally, especially because it's even a movie coming out, I want to share what God is doing now. You know what I mean? I think that's so important, because yes, I want to share what God has done and how faithful he's been, but I would love to share what God is doing now, and that's what me and my wife are doing.
Well, and especially right now, Adrian, when families are home, spending more time together. I had one gal, she sent me a note. She goes, oh, my gosh, I found my husband. I didn't know where he was at, you know, because now they're quarantined. You know, I have to stay at home because of the COVID-19 experience.
Yeah, and exactly.
I said, hey, man, check underneath the cushions of the couch. Maybe you might find a couple of kids playing video games there or something, you know, just for fun. Well, Adrian, tell us about Unison and why you guys decided to write this book. Jeremy gave us a little bit of an outline, but it's always good to get the female perspective.
Well, you know, this has just been such an incredible season for us, and just like Jeremy was saying, the Lord has opened so many doors for us, and we wanted to give just a biblical response. I think a lot of times, you know, oftentimes when we get saved, very initially we have this beautiful encounter with the Lord, and then what happens after years and years and years is that love starts to wane. And so I think for us, we just said, you know what, we want to share our journey that after being together for such a long time, we still love each other deeply, and we see God's hand of grace and just how we've been able to cultivate that love for each other. And it was just something we really wanted to share with the world, that it isn't just about what God does in the beginning, but there's this beautiful longevity and his faithfulness that we can see throughout our whole lives.
Jeremy, do you feel blessed, plus tax and license? I mean, two incredible women in your life that love Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm in awe. I mean, this is just awesome. I mean, you can hear Adrian's heart, and boy, if that doesn't, you know, keep you in check and just encourage you and enlarge your experience with Christ.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, I even want to say, I want to kind of give her a little encouragement again, because last night we had a time together as a family where we went around and told each other, each person had to tell the, you know, one of the kids in our family what you love about that person. Mm. And when it came to my wife, everybody had, it was like an overflow. I told her even last night, she's laughing because she's all crying because everyone's just, Mom, you've been this and you've done this and this is what we are thankful for. And, you know, I think that just is attributing to her character and her love for Jesus. I mean, she has, one of the things I said about her last night is I said, what I love about you is that I've never met anybody that's so pursuing Christ to say, God, please show me the things in my heart that aren't right. Like, she's constantly saying, God, you know, this part of my heart, please, you know, reveal things that, like David said, search me, O God, and try me and see if there be any wicked way in me, or renew a steadfast spirit within me. That is her. And that's why, you know, for me, how incredible she has been and her wisdom even in marriage. So.
Adrian, when you hear things like that, I mean, to me, those are those God moments where you could say, God, you can take me now. You know, I don't know how much better. I don't know how much better it gets than to have that kind of affirmation, right?
Life is hard, right? And none of us have it all together. It's like we all carry baggage and we all carry messy things. And I just love how God really does just see us through the eyes of his son, you know? And so when we have those moments to be able to look at each other that way, I just think it's beautiful, you know? And we had such a sweet time together last night and just speaking words of encouragement over each other and going, this is who I see you as, and this is who I believe God says you are. And it was so sweet to just go around. We have our niece and our nephew quarantined with us right now as well, and just see everybody be so deeply touched by a word of encouragement, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, I think we underestimate what the Bible says when it talks about an aptly spoken word, right, Jeremy? I mean, sometimes it's not a word. It's just a look of affirmation can go a long way, right?
That's right. And I think that, you know, right now with where we're all at, I think that people, even when you're at the grocery store, just looking at somebody and smiling right now makes a massive difference in people's lives, because everyone is feeling so isolated, and to see that somebody actually is noticing them and that they're seen is a huge thing.
Adrian, with still, even in the church, which is heartbreaking to think about, this is that so many marriages go from an altar, a wedding day when it's all roses and rainbows and everything is so like Paul Williams' song, we've only just begun. And then not too many years later, we're in divorce court. What is it? We can make a simple response and say, well, we're doing it the way the world does, as opposed to the way God tells us to do it. But, there's more to it than that. What do you see?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you're so right. It's so complicated. And I don't know that there's a blanket solution for every person, but I think the key to me is the importance of keeping a soft heart towards one another. The moment you let bitterness or unforgiveness or whatever it is grow and just develop a deep, in a sense, a root system in your heart, I think we're in serious trouble, So that's one thing that Jeremy and I, we really try to, in a sense, keep short accounts with each other and just make sure that we're not letting these things creep up. Because, oftentimes when people come to you and say, hey, we're getting a divorce, we make the mistake of then rallying around them. But the truth of the matter is there's been years of hurt, years of dysfunction and deep-rooted things. And so by the time they tell everybody else, they've probably thought about it for years, And not that it's too late, because obviously God can do a miraculous work, but in a sense, it's too late, And so for Jeremy and I, it was one of those things that it's like, you've heard that saying, the seeds we sow today is the harvest we'll reap tomorrow. Right. And for us, we want to stay in love with each other. We want to stay healthy. And so what are the things we need to do today in checking our heart and keeping our hearts soft towards each other in order that we'll have a strong relationship 10 years down the line, 15 years down the line,
Right. Honestly, I think a lot of really what happens is that there's this romanticizing of marriage and getting together where it's this chemistry, and then everybody's like, oh, that's all they focus on is chemistry. And when that chemistry kind of wanes a little bit, they forget about the commitment. And what happens is I think that people going into marriage thinking that this person is going to fulfill all of their needs. And it's that old saying in the movie where he goes, you complete me. And it's like, it's not true. Jesus is the one who completes us.
Exactly.
And so when we start to look for the other person to fulfill things that only Jesus can fulfill, that's when the conflict arises. And I think that when you get into marriage, you start becoming disillusioned because you're going, well, I thought this was going to be happily ever after, and they were going to fulfill all of my needs. I was going to be happy, and they're going to read my mind and all those things, and you realize that's not what happened.
Well, got to go to break now. More from Jeremy and Adrian Camp when we come back. Stay right where you are.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Many listeners to the Amakuhu Evangeli program in Zimbabwe are finding hope in Jesus thanks to programs recorded in the languages they were born to speak. Since 1983, the Tide Ministry has worked to reach the many potential believers in Zimbabwe. And even though Zimbabwe has been fairly extensively evangelized, there are still many who need to hear the gospel message. From the regular feedback we receive from listeners, many are hungry to learn more about Jesus. Listen to just a few of their heartfelt sentiments. One wrote, "Your preaching blessed me and I learned a lot." Another said, "I heard the word. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior." And finally one said, "Your messages lift my soul."
To learn more about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is leading people in Zimbabwe and other countries into a heartfelt relationship with Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
I know my soul is in this trucking world.
We're back with the America, Bill Martinez, along with Jeremy and Adrian Camp, who without a doubt have been through a lot as a couple in their 17 years of marriage. Their new book, In Unison, is giving us an honest look into who they are and what their marriage is like, and as they try to follow God's will in often unusual circumstances. They found love after Jeremy lost his first wife when he was just 23 years old, as seen in the hit film I Still Believe. Now the couple is putting their incredible story on paper to encourage couples to keep Jesus at the center of their marriage. And we're going to pick up our conversation with Jeremy as he talks about that challenge of keeping Jesus in the center of our marriage.
We have to, as you know, this spouse, you know, for me as a husband and my wife, we have to put our whole need and necessities and everything into Christ. Mm. And once that happens, the overflow and the fruits of the Spirit that happens are things that just naturally allow you to align together and walk in a sense in unison. You know what I mean?
So. Exactly. Well, that's that mutual submission aspect and dynamic that comes into play that, you know, it grates against the culture because, you know, let's face it, particularly women, when they hear submission, guys sometimes they think, oh, it's just about the women submitting. Actually, it's both parties submitting to the unified we and us of the husband and wife concept, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And ultimately, submission to Christ.
Yes.
You know, when we are submitted to Christ and God really is, we're surrendered to Him in all areas of our lives, we will see that we both have value. You know, that the woman brings value to the home and the husband brings value to the home, that we both bring something that one another doesn't have, and there's value in both of those things, you know. And so there is this sort of mutual submission and mutual appreciation of each other that I think is so important.
Jeremy,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, we only got about a minute left here, so real quick, I wanted to give you an opportunity to encourage those who are, you know, beginning the journey of centering their lives on Christ. Yeah. What do you tell them?
Yeah, you know, I think you know, even with this book and with, you know, seeking the counsel of people that you respect and look up to, I think right now it's getting all the tools that you can in order to prepare yourself for this journey. And, you know, I think that when you start to realize, when you talk to people or read these books, you know, you start going, oh, okay, I'm not crazy. Everyone is experiencing this type of conflict. And you feel like that, you know, you're not an island and no one else is going through it. So Transparency from people that you love, books that you're reading, that people are being very real and honest and raw, but leading you to a solution to Christ, not just like, well, here's our dirty laundry, that's it. But here's tools to be able to deal with conflict or deal with financial thing, whatever it may be. I think that it's so key to prepare yourself and have all the tools necessary before you step into this.
Adrian, how can people be in contact with you?
You can reach us through Instagram and Facebook, Jeremy Camp Official, and then 80 Camp is mine.
Well, excellent. And, of course, the book Unison, available in all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website. And, Jeremy, you know, with the extra time that people have on their hands, they're looking for, you know, quality books to read and streaming and that sort of thing. And so, you know, this is, I believe, a great gift that you're giving to the body of Christ and, you know, and those marriages that are going to be healed as a result of your story.
I appreciate that. Well, we really feel like that. We want to be a good steward of what God's given us. And so very thankful that he gave us the wisdom to write this book.
Well, it's awesome. Like I said, it's a blessing and quite the encouragement, you know, for couples and married couples to, you know, really to take a look, you know, because it starts with, you know, as you suggested, it starts with a vision. You know, what is the vision of your marriage that you had on day one? And,
right.
You know, we have to remind ourselves, you know, like the Bible tells us, I think over 250 times, remember. And, you know, I mean, there's a reason that we're told that many times that we should remember, right?
I know, we're a little dense.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fine.
Well, let's have a couple more minutes here. I want to talk about I Still Believe, the film. How can people watch now that it's on video on demand?
Yeah, so, you know, it coming to theaters right during the pandemic was very rough, to be honest, because the first night it was out on Friday, it was the number one movie in America, and so, you know, we were seeing God just really bless it, and so then the theaters closed down, so that was really tough to swallow, but, you know, honestly, what you were saying earlier, everyone's kind of stuck in quarantine, and, you know, a lot of people are looking for outlets or things to do or, you know, what kind of good movies that are actually something that will, you know, be impactful and not just vegging out. And I Still Believe is, you know, it's on Amazon, Prime Video, Google Play, Apple TV, any video on demand service is on. And we're seeing great and hearing great things about what God's doing in people's lives watching the film. And so thankful because I think right now the story is about hope in the midst of suffering. And that's exactly what we're going through. And, you know, that song even I wrote in the movie, it says, you know, even when I cannot see, I still believe. And a lot of us don't know and aren't seeing what's happening, but we still got to trust in the Lord because he is good.
That's where faith is, though, Jeremy, right?
That's right.
When you can't see it. And that's what we're called to do, and that's the differential. Adrian, you know, for you in seeing, you know, this movie and the soundtrack and everything involved with this come together, how did this impact you?
Honestly, it's been, I mean, we've poured our heart and soul into all of it, and it's equally humbling. I mean, it was so exciting. It's been so, so humbling, and I think just encouraging to see how many people's lives have been touched by it, you know. And so I think for me, I'm just blown away that the Lord would choose us, because there's so many people that have weathered storms incredibly faithfully. I mean, it's not like Jeremy is the sole person or Melissa was the sole person to weather a storm beautifully. I mean, we've had so many people that have gone through so much, and their stories are not being told. And so just for us to be a part of just something so much bigger than us, to reach countries and nations and people that we would never probably meet or anything, has just been absolutely incredible.
Jeremy, I know for you, prayer has been an active part of your life. And like you, I've prayed, I've seen miracles. Jesus said, hey, look, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And I've seen things like that. But I've also witnessed, just as you did, in the story of I Still Believe, prayers, and you go, wow, somehow God answered the prayer. I'm not sure how he did. Maybe
right.
We won't know the fullness of that answer until we're with him in heaven.
That's right.
But again, that's where our faith kicks in, right?
Yeah, and I think, too, you just have to go, all right, Lord, you see things in light of eternity, and we're so stuck in the temporal that overwhelms us. And he's saying, you just got to trust me. I this is for those that need to hear this, that need to come to me. And, you know, even Melissa said before she died, she said, if I go through this cancer and I even die from this cancer, but if one person gives their life to Jesus, it's all worth it. Mm-hmm. That to me is what it's about. Just saying, okay, my life's not my own. I've submitted it to Christ and laid my life down before him. So God, use it how you will.
Adrian, a lot of people, are just learning about you. We got a little bit of a taste in the movie that you're a singer and a songwriter. You know, look at you. You've paid your dues, and talk about a match made in heaven. You know, God orchestrating. You know, after the passing of Melissa, you and Jeremy coming together. I mean, this is a real love story that you feel like God, you know, this was written in heaven and just sent down to earth here, don't you?
Oh, yes. I mean, to see God's hand in both of our lives has been absolutely incredible. You know, I was born and raised in South Africa, and then I came over to America when I was 19 to pursue music, and that's what I wanted to do. All my whole life, all I wanted to do was music. And I played with my band, the Benjamin Gate, for a couple years. We toured like crazy, and it was on a big tour that we were on that Jeremy and I met. It was actually his very first tour. Mm-hmm. And
I opened up for her, actually.
You did?
It was a lot of fun. Wow. Yeah.
Very cool.
And, you know, I actually was really struggling spiritually when I met him. I was coming out of just a really not a great place. Mm-hmm. And I was just so hungry for something authentic. I just felt like I had seen so much hypocrisy, myself included. You know, I was raised in the church, and I just had seen so many things that were disappointing and just hard things. And when I met Jeremy, I was absolutely blown away by his testimony of faith, of really having gone through such a hard, hard trial and still standing, saying, I believe in Jesus. I still believe in him. I'm going to trust him even when I don't understand. And that was real to me. And so I kind of just pulled him aside and asked him 1,000 questions, and I asked him tons of questions about Melissa. And you know what was funny is neither one of us were interested in each other at all at first. It was totally like, he's not my type. We weren't thinking about that at all, you know.
Right,
but somewhere along
the way, it always happens, you know.
It was like, no, totally not my type. I'm not interested. But we became friends, really good friends very quickly, actually. We just clicked, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was just became evident that the Lord had something for us along the way. And it's just been incredible. You know, we've got 3 kids, and we love just being on this amazing journey together.
Amen.
Well, Jeremy, we're grateful that you could stop in, that we could talk about the new book, the movie, which is now streaming, and I'm sure you can't wait until you can get close to your fans once again these venues. It probably could be a while, you know, before we get together again, but by God's grace and mercy, sooner than later.
Amen. Yes, amen. Thank you. I appreciate it, buddy.
Well, Jeremy Camp, Adrian Camp, their new book, Unison, a must-read, especially during this town time. We'll make the most of it because we know God has greater plans for all of us. Guys, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Thank you so much.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.